It's an abject failure. But it, only in America could the word terrorism be applied to, in such advantageous ways to so many circumstances. America has failed to understand itself, or even perhaps speak its own language. We all evolve a personal language, and America did that and then forgot to learn it. So that's and this is dangerous because words have power. Good morning, both. Thanks for being back. We're so glad to have you on the show today.
You're welcome. Welcome.
So, Bo Grosskopf is the author of a number of books. Our guest today is including The Newest Explosions of Terrorism and most recently Strategic Terror. Think about that term. Think about that term. Words do have power. And strategic terror would be an accurate description of American foreign policy, the politics and ethics of aerial bombardment. Yes, there's nothing more terrifying than coming out of the sky. But it's so much, though, the element of the unexpected. It's pretty much everything is coming out of the sky now. And in this case, it came out of the 33rd floor of a hotel in Las Vegas. There was a lot of foot dragging for the, you know, regarding the application, the strategic application of the term terrorism, because God forbid that a God-loving white American male of a certain age would indulge in the kind of spree that panic wreaked on country and western fans. I don't particularly like country and western music myself, but this is a little bit extreme, and I gotta wonder too how he got into the hotel. He was booked in for 3 days with 10 suitcases. Bo, can you talk about the term terrorism applied to this particular incident?
Well, it hasn't been applied, and that's what's important. The president used the term pure evil, and therefore avoiding using the terrorism for what's alleged to be a lone wolf, and that's another important aspect of this. At the same time, with the London lone wolf violence a few months ago, why, of course, he readily and actually clearly and inappropriately used the concept terrorist loser there. So there you have it. You're absolutely right that the most politically incorrect thing one can do is to label an American, in particular a white American, but even an American soldier in terms of foreign policy, an agent of terrorism. Therefore, we have a war on terror and not a war of terror, when indeed there's a lot of evidence to support the fact that that's a more appropriate label. In terms of this situation, you will notice that, again, the concept of domestic terrorism or a lone wolf terrorist with the particular characteristics that you've mentioned, the white male, connected to the culture of country music. I do like country music, on the other hand, but I do recognize, and I'm just talking musically, and sometimes lyrically, but not really lyrically, just musically, particularly rock country. But lyrically, of course, it's been associated with Americana, red, white, and blue, Americana, particularly white Americana, coming from the South, which in some ways is not appropriate, but again dominated by the South, and all of those cultural, political, religious, and ideological connections to that part of the country, and racially, of course. So the important thing here is that, again, it's a considered to be a lone wolf. In other words, there are no organizational structures that he was tied to, and therefore there are no what we call radicalizing agents connected to him. And again, this is a very consistent theme that goes back not just to Vegas, but goes back to the white perpetrator, again, a non-terrorist, in Colorado Planned Parenthood massacre, the Charleston Black Church massacre, etc., in which you make invisible these societal influences, i.e. there's no religious, political, economic, patriarchal, racial radicalizing agents. He acted alone. At the same time, we find that the white leftist perpetrator involved in the congressional baseball shootings was considered to be a terrorist, and the terrorist label was applied to him because he was tied to a political ideology, i.e. Bernie Sanders' campaign. So you can see what we call the pattern of the consistent inconsistently application of the word terrorism. Now the other thing is that, interestingly enough, a lot of people say, well, he doesn't, in talking about the Vegas perpetrator, he doesn't fit the stereotypical terrorist profile. But the fact is, and again, we depend on the FBI for this kind of a thing, when it comes to domestic terrorism, he absolutely fits the FBI's profiling of domestic terrorists. Now, you have to label them a terrorist for this to matter, and of course, they haven't done that for the reasons we've just discussed, but when the FBI does commit to applying the terrorist label, domestic terrorist label, what we find is that starting with the environmental movement, the animal rights movement, and then going on down, and that would be PETA, ALF, AEF, down to militia, right-wing militia terrorism, the militia of Michigan and Montana militias, the race. This is what's listed by the FBI as the perpetrators of domestic terrorism. Racist terrorism coming from Aryan nations, the Ku Klux Klan, the National Alliance, then religious terrorism coming from the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, and the Christian Identity Movement. What we find is that they are all white, and they all have organizational structures. But you have to apply the terrorism label then, and that's why it's very important politically in this country to be politically correct, to not tie this type of perpetrator to the concept of terrorism.
And the question, though, that I haven't heard anyone really address is if we're going to start flinging the term radicalization around, what was a radicalization element or person or so forth as a means of explaining it? Who radicalized David Koresh or the Ruby Ridge guy or Oklahoma? The thing is that now... it seems another way of when in the case of a white male perpetrator, another way of deflecting attention away from the perpetrator and the results. It's something is either terrorism or it isn't, regardless of whether someone is radicalized. It seems it would appear, I may be wrong about that, as is radicalization a red herring, or is it an important something it's important to understand?
Well, whether it's a red herring, of course, it depends on who it's applied to.
Yeah.
and you know, it's always applied to a person of color, a person of color from a foreign country and a foreign religion. I mean, it's just assumed that there are organizational links. I mean, ISIS claimed credit for the Vegas. Well, of course, they're playing games, and you know, they're playing games with the national security state here in the United
States. Because they can.
Because they can. Okay, but really, you know, what's going on here is that we are encouraged to make invisible any radicalizing agent, i.e. with the internet now. You know, we always talk about how ISIS is so clever in using the internet. Well, guess who else is clever?
Thanks so much, Bo.
Neo-Nazis are clever. Okay?
12-year-old kids playing Dungeons and Dragons. But I have to, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for that. And I'd like to talk more about this. This is a huge topic, quite clearly, that America just doesn't seem to apparently grasped yet. Thanks so much for being with us today. My guest has been Bo Grosskopf, is an author of a lot of books that a lot of us have read.